November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Wow. Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. What a beautiful day outside. I was so happy listening to Laura Huckabee saying later on this week, the highs are going to be in the 70s. Absolutely beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather here in the Mid-South. Hope you're doing well. We are doing great and a little toasty here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. A balmy 75 degrees. Cassie, did you turn the heat on? Are you tired of being cold all the time?
How'd you know it was me?
Wow.
It's not because I'm always in a blanket snuggie.
No. Of course not. Of course.
Couldn't have been me.
Exactly. By the way, I just want to give you a heads up. One of our KWAM traffic troopers just sent in this information letting us know that there is a big rig and it is stalled the right lane block. That's I-55 north at the Crittenden County, Shelby County line. So you know what that means. It's going to be a little, you're going to be a little tardy coming in to the office if you're heading out to Arkansas today. All right, we've got a lot going on. We are expecting to hear from our good buddy Steve Gill. Also, Ben Dieter is going to be phoning in from the nation's capital. And one of our local celebrities, Aidan Pettit, made his debut on national television, which is pretty exciting. Of course, Aidan does our entertainment reports, and he helps us out with a lot of stuff. You hear his voice a lot here on the Mighty 990. So we're excited to have Aidan joining us from Nashville. He'll be calling in just a little while. Cassie, I know you told me you had a lot of questions for Aidan.
Oh, yeah. I want to know exactly how he sets up his makeup. I want to know everything.
Yeah, I watched the episode. He was on Rescue 911, the Nashville edition, and he did a pretty good job. It was really impressive. But it was also.
Could you tell that he was dead?
You could tell he was dead. Yeah, you could tell. Well, we don't want to give it away, so if people haven't seen it, but the episode did already air, so I feel. We'll let him tell the
story.
Someone
take my mic off.
Well, yeah, turn your mic off now, Cassie. Also, we are following major elections, and there are some big, big issues on the ballot. Prop 50, of course, in California, which will decide redistricting there, which could have implications across the nation. And then the big ones, you're looking at Minneapolis about ready to elect an Islamist, a Somali Islamist as mayor. It looks as though New York City, and I hate to break this news to you, but it looks as though they are going to be electing a Ugandan Islamist by the name of Zohran Mamdani. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly in New York City tonight. Also following races in Virginia, and not only Virginia, but New Jersey. It looks as though that New Jersey may be the sweet spot for Republicans, where a guy by the name of Jack Cittarelli could very well become the first Republican governor in New Jersey since Chris Christie. So that was back in the, it's been almost 10 years, over 10 years now. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on all those races. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Let's say hello to Ben Dieter, who's now having to call from a payphone and is living in a refrigerator box because you're not getting paid?
Yeah, I'm under duress, Todd. I'm a hostage as well as the entire country. So that's where I'm calling from.
So Ben Dieter, our good friend, our great colleague, and you decided to take a job where we don't have shutdowns, and you took a job in our government where they not only shut down the government, they cut off your pay, but they're still making you go to work.
You know, Todd, I always... Can I come back? I mean, like, there were times where I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Todd is such a terrible mean boss. But at least you paid me.
Terrible mean boss. What?
Oh, I'm joking. You know how much I love you. But, you know, you always paid my bills. Now, this is a kicker. This is new for me. To still have to go do my 9-to-5 and not get paid for it and show up happy as a lark. I'm losing my spark.
All right. Hold on. Cassie, you just heard him. He asked if he could come back and work for us. Did you hear that, Cassie?
That was live in 4K.
Yeah, I heard that, too. Thank you. In 4K. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to throw this out. We're just going to throw this out right now. This is an on-air job interview. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like Ben Dieter to return to the Mighty 990? 901-260-5926. Dieter?
At least I would be getting a paycheck.
At least.
All
I can tell you is if you have to. So let me ask you this. They're forcing you to work and you're not getting paid. If you show up and they tell you you got to go out back and pick cotton, you need to get out of there quick.
I'm going to remain. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. You know, radio is a demanding job. You know, I mean, there's a reason not many people make it in the radio, TV, broadcasting industry, which makes me wonder if you're actually human. It's a really tough gig, Todd. And yet, I mean, it's a good job, and I obviously do miss it. And I think the best thing about it was you got a paycheck at the end of the day. And here we are. We're day 35, or is it 36? I'm starting to lose track of this government shutdown, and they're just like, okay, yeah, TSA, all those air traffic controllers at Memphis International Airport, if your plane's boarded today, think a Democrat. I mean, they're just like, yeah, we're not going to pay the TSA agents. We're not going to pay our troops. We're not going to all sorts of different things, and it's getting old.
Yeah, it is, and I feel so bad. And again, not just yourself, but so many young people that are working in our nation's capital, they don't have a lot of money, and everybody's struggling to pay bills. You got to pay rent. You know, they're not giving you a buy on, you know, like rent and utilities and things like that.
Yeah, no. So a lot of my friends are asking for rent extensions, or at least I would say a freeze on things like rent or your gym payment. That's very common right now. You know, what's interesting about this institution is it's very similar to college. Underneath the Capitol is there's this support program for congressional staffers. So when we knew that we were probably not going to get our paycheck because you only get one a month, which is a kicker, so you have to budget appropriately. Of course, I didn't, and we lost. We lost it. They say, okay, you can get a loan. So, for example, they'll give you $10,000. There were so many people that needed that assistance, that loan, that it backlogged, and so only a handful of people ended up using it.
Jeez,
yeah, a lot of people are scrambling, Todd.
Ben, I want to go to the phones. We have full lines, Ben Dieter. Let's go to North Memphis. Barbara, you are on the air with Ben Dieter. Hello, Barbara.
Morning, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. We've lost Barbara, Todd.
No, you know what, Ben? Do we have Barbara with us now? Barbara, you're on the air with Ben Dieter.
Hey, no, I'm going to go. I don't want you back.
Okay, I'm not
hey,
sure.
Where you are. Crybaby.
Okay,
crybaby.
We're done. Hey, Cassie, let's hang up there. Thank you, please. Thank you. Ben, I think that was a prank call.
I think Barbara is also not getting paid.
Yeah, I don't think so. all right, let's go to Gigi. Gigi, you are on the air with Ben Dieter. Hi, Gigi.
Yes, it's a blessed day and night. And, of course, I'm so, so, so happy that I'm hearing the voice of you, Ben Dieter. We missed you. We loved you. And maybe it's a disguised blessing that you are not being paid. You know why? Because now you can come back to Memphis running for us. And we love you, love you, love you. You don't get me wrong. But we're still missing so, 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 so much, Ben. And had it not for the constraint of time, I would have said a lot. Knowledgeable, informative, up-to-date, very interesting, and always know his subject. Even the national, when you get into the national line for the 11 to 2, he always make it up to the top. He's best of the best. And I love you, Todd, to bring Ben Dieter back.
All right, Gigi, you are so kind. Ben, how about that? Old Gigi calling in.
I'm sitting in my office crying. This was the kindest thing I've heard in, well, probably since I left. That's very, very kind, Gigi. And I remember you very well calling into the morning show.
All right.
Wow, Todd.
Yeah, well, hold on. We're not done yet. Let's go to our good friend, State Senator Brent Taylor. Senator, you're on the air with Ben Dieter.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Ben. Look, here's what my proposition is. Since this is a job interview, to sweeten the offer, I am willing to pay Ben's moving expenses back to Memphis so that he can come back to KWAM.
Wow. I mean, I'm speechless. I haven't had money thrown at me for over 38 days now. I'm getting more compelled by the call, Todd. And, Senator, that's very kind.
Well, hey, look, we miss you down here. Memphis needs you. We're making Memphis matter. And the best way to make Memphis matter is for Ben Dieter to be on Starnes Country every morning, letting Memphians know how much safer we're becoming because of the Memphis Safe Task Force.
You know, I think Starnes Country is great, but Dieterville has a much nicer ring to it.
And that would get paid. We can't forget that.
Senator, before we let you go, though, I have to tell you, thank you so much for the incredible work that you have done. And I know you've been fighting this battle, and it seemed like it was an uphill climb the entire way. Your reaction so far to how things have progressed, all the arrests and all the things that are happening here in Memphis?
But, you know, Todd, I was in Nashville yesterday with a group of people. And they asked me the same question. And I told them we are at 2,000 arrests. They have rescued north of 80 missing children that were found, that were being trafficked and found in drug houses. Crime has been cut in half. Murders are down 50%. Sexual assaults are down nearly 60%. Violent crime is down. Assaults are down. We have been working to make Memphis matter by making Memphis safer, and we are witnessing making Memphis a miracle. There are a lot of people that have been involved in this. I mean, obviously, I've been raising 10 kinds of fresh hell trying to get attention to this issue, but you played a part in it with being the Trump whisperer. Senator Marsha Blackburn played a huge role in getting the federal task force here. So, look, there was a lot of people that worked harder than an ugly stripper to try to get something done about crime in Memphis, and Memphis is a new city.
That's true. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Senator, we're going to leave it there. God bless you, and thanks for calling in. And Ben Dieter, so now you have no excuse. I mean, the senator, and you know, he's pretty tight with his money, so that's huge what the senator just said there.
Yeah, no, and I was listening to him, and wow, elections have consequences. And sometimes if you vote the right way, Memphis, they have positive consequences. Isn't that like a noble thought? Like, congrats. We're like actually talking about a politician that lived up to his campaign promise and delivered. It's remarkable. I'm so happy that he's fighting, not just in Memphis, but in Washington as well, to make this city safer.
That's it.
The least that you can do.
All right. So all seriousness, you got a lot of people here across the Mid-South that just love you to death. I know you're getting care packages, so we're glad to hear that. And hopefully they'll reopen the government. They'll start paying you guys, but that's just really unacceptable.
Well, big shout out to Cheryl, because Cheryl reached out and said she's sending me a care package. So
you guys have
been very, very, very kind. All right, Todd, I'll be listening
all
to
right.
the rest of the show. Keep on killing it in Starnes Country.
The great Ben Dieter there in Washington, D.C. Wow. It's so, Cassie, we've been sending him some Whole Foods gift cards so he doesn't starve.
Yeah.
The poor kid.
Get him some chicken broth.
Yeah, you got to have chicken broth. Yeah. But
and maybe blueberries.
And some, you know, yeah, twigs, things of that nature.
Carrot juice.
Exactly. But I love that. The phones literally just blew up. I mean, again, we will pass all of this information along to Dieter. I mean, it's the hard press here. Would you love to have Ben Dieter come back to the Mid-South? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Real quick about these elections and why we need to pay very close attention. No one in a million years thought that New York City would elect a jihadist as their next mayor. This is how radical the Democrat Party has gotten. And when you look at people locally, and we've got communists here locally, I know that may shock a lot of you folks in Arlington and Collierville, but we literally have an operating division of the Communist Workers of America right here in the Mid-South. And these people are dangerous, and they are very active. And if we don't pay attention to this, one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be in the exact same situation that New York City is in. And I don't want to wish that on anybody. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Commander Chuck standing by with a look at your traffic.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
She started selling stuff online on Facebook Marketplace, and I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's not like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered.
All right, that's a little Tuesday morning humor there from Vince Langman. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Starnes Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. We're getting this report in from the Bartlett Police Department. I'm just reading this from their official social media page. So, again, some breaking news. The Bartlett PD saying, guys, please stop calling dispatch, asking them why it's getting dark so early. We don't like it either. We can't control it. Joking, but not really. Well, thank you, Bartlett PD. We appreciate that intel this morning. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Aidan Pettit, who is now a Hollywood superstar. And also, Steve Gill is going to drop by and give us a breakdown of what's happening in the world of politics. A very disturbing story to share with you this morning, and it's coming out of Memphis. Again, this happened over near the Edinburgh Towers, where a monstrous thug, a 24-year-old named Kunta Dika, attacked and brutally beat an elderly woman who was out walking her dog. This is happening in East Memphis now, ladies and gentlemen. East Memphis, over on South Highland Street. So this is a very nice area of town. The woman's 79 years old. She's now out of the hospital and she's home recovering. The good news is that at least two drivers passed by and saw this woman being punched and kicked. One of the drivers got out of his car and chased down the suspect. So we had a couple of Good Samaritans there. And it's just too bad those Good Samaritans weren't armed with weapons. If nothing else, maybe, I don't know, a car jack, a lug wrench. Anyway, the other one tried to follow him. So both of these guys, the motorists, jumped out of their cars. They're chasing down this bad guy. Kids were screaming that there was a masked man in their yard. And we understand from another eyewitness telling Channel 3, the man jumped a fence and found himself trapped in a woman's gated yard and was surrounded by police. So the good news here is that the bad guy is in jail. Quite frankly, he deserves the exact same punishment that he gave this sweet, innocent woman. And maybe, just maybe, if the good citizens of Memphis start fighting back, maybe the bad guys will understand that we're just not going to be bullied and we're not going to tolerate people targeting the elderly in Memphis. I mean, this is just absolutely bonkers. All of this happening on Sunday morning. Are you ready for this? Deka is being held on $125,000 bond. That's it. Scheduled to be arraigned today. How much you want to bet this guy's back out on the street before lunchtime? All right. Well, let's pray for this lady, 79 years old. We don't know her name, but the good Lord does. And let's just pray for a speedy recovery. Unbelievable. All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Hang tight, everybody. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
The city needs us at our best. Even when things are at their worst.
Being a firefighter is a calling.
I got you. Help! 113, all hands on!
Pull! There's things about him you're not aware of. He went off the deep end.
Please tell my mama I still love her.
What are you gonna do?
Wow, that's a great slogan. Cassie, we ought to adopt that here at the Mighty 990. The city needs us at our best. I'm loving it.
As long as we have our coffee.
As long as we have our coffee, yeah. We have to, yeah, we'll add that in there. Welcome back, everybody, to Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns, and we are so excited to welcome one of our very own. You hear his voice all the time here on KWAM, and he just made his national television debut in Rescue 911, the Nashville version edition. And Aiden Pettit joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Nashville. Aiden, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
All right. So this is pretty darn exciting. And I want you to tell our listeners what you were doing on the show.
So, okay, yes. So I'm a part of episode 4. I am in the cold open. So that's the part of the episode that plays even before you see the logo or you hear the theme music. So I am the reason the first 911 call of the episode happens. I get a lot of people hurt, unfortunately. You know, I had to act like a bad person for a while there.
Yeah, I will say I was a bit shocked because you don't play a good wholesome child. You know, you play a bad guy in the not really. You don't mean to be a bad guy. But you play a bad guy. Were you literally up that high? I mean, it was you were on this big water slide contraption.
Yes, sir. So we filmed at Nashville Shores. Truly some of the best filming days of my life. I mean, we were just like basically just playing at a water park and putting a couple cameras on us. And we just went down water slides like the whole day. Truly such an enjoyable process. But, yeah. We were on the water slides. We got as many camera angles as we could and just kept going down, kept doing the lines. So, yeah, we were up that high. It was a blast.
So, and by the way, folks, Aiden is a proud graduate of Collierville High School, one of the best theater programs and acting programs in the Mid-South. And that had to have been so fun for you because this is really what you want to do with your life, with your career.
Yes, sir. I mean, I've definitely done a lot of onstage theater. Like you said, I graduated from Collierville High School. I'm majoring in musical theater in college. It's one of my majors. So it's definitely a huge part of my life. But I've really found a lot of fulfillment in looking at film and television acting. So I've got an agent that represents me here in the Mid-South. And that's how I got this audition. And I auditioned earlier in June, and it was kind of a long process to getting to where I was filming for 911 Nashville. But yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed it. It was a blast, and boy, is it fun! Yeah,
you could really tell. I mean, as much as you were an evil person, you know, and did a terrible thing, you look like you were having fun doing it.
Oh yeah, well, you know, and I got a text from my grandmother, and she said you were so good at playing that jerk. And you know, I've kind of been thinking about it ever since. But I don't know if I'm over that yet.
No, I would not. No, no, no. You better get some good Christmas presents.
Right. I'm going to get coal from a couple people, I think.
That could be a possibility. So you played a dead person, and this is what I really want to talk about, because I know you were telling me I had to sit on this secret, and that's not good to give a journalist a secret. But you told me about all of this a long time ago, and your character unfortunately meets an untimely demise.
He does, yes, and that was day two of filming. So I ended up filming 3 days for this whole process, which is funny because you watch the episode and you see me for maybe a minute and a half. It's really not a whole lot of screen time, but the process that it takes to get there is so much more complex than I think some people realize. So I filmed for 3 different days. It was 2 days in the middle of August and then 1 day in late September. And yes, the second day of filming, I pretty much was just the body the whole day. So I laid there and had to make sure I held my breath for the 3-minute scene or whatever it was. And who knew how many clips they ended up even using from any of the takes, but It's all such a process. But yes, I was a very minimal breathing dead body for a lot of day two.
Was that a hard thing to play a dead body?
You know, and I want to say no, but because I was shirtless in a bathing suit and you can see any breath that I take with any sort of minutia, like I would have to say yes. I hate to, you know, pump up how hard my job was, but boy, was like not breathing when you're shirtless. That's pretty difficult.
Yeah,
they can see everything.
I was going to leave that part of that in case your mother was listening. You were not wearing a lot of clothing in that episode. So
I mean, a bathing suit's a bathing suit.
This is true, and you gotta work it on national television. I mean, that's just the way that goes. look, Aiden, Cassie has a question about hair and makeup. Cassie,
yes.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, what's the most intense makeup you had to wear? Like, did you have any prosthetics or, like, wound makeup? Like, did it gross yourself out? Did you have, like, any autopsy makeup to look dead?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't had an autopsy done yet, but I'll let you know if that happens. But I had a little bit of blood. I had quite a few scrapes. But for the most part, and hopefully this isn't too much of a shock visually, but there was a blood mat is what they use. Instead of like they don't pour like a bottle of liquid fake blood or anything. It's like a piece of plastic that has the right reflective properties and the right like just kind of shape of a pool of blood. So they just kind of plop that down below me. And that's what they used for the majority of these special effects. But there were some people around that were also playing extras that had gotten hurt falling from the slide and stuff. And they had some crazy blood wounds. So I was actually really not near as bad as some of the people that did survive, but since I was dead and they're about to cover me with a sheet, they didn't go crazy with the wounds, I don't think. But there was some awesome special effects around the water park that day.
So you got like the whole, I mean, the star treatment. You got your own trailer, the whole nine yards.
Yes, sir, I did. Be that as it may, that was only for 3 days, of course, of the entire filming process, and that's still going. By the way, I think they're filming through February or something like that. They're still filming these seasons as some of the episodes have already come out, which is a crazy process, but they're really efficient about it. But yes, sir, I had my own trailer. I got all the snacks and the cool food and everything. And yes, it was an awesome experience for sure.
Were the snacks as good as they were at KWAM? I'm concerned about that.
You know, absolutely. Absolutely they were, Todd.
All right. Well,
you've got a great gig going.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, we don't do a lot of healthy stuff here, you know, but you know, we try to have some Southern hospitality.
There's no fun. There's calories don't count on set, is what I've always said. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, that's really good to know. All right. Well, congratulations. This is exciting. And by the way, Aiden also not just Collierville High School grad, and he has appeared at Playhouse on the Square this past summer, also the Theater of Memphis. And got any big projects coming up you can announce?
I am moving to New York for 4 months next semester, but theatrically, I have no clue what's next. So
right.
I will let you know when I do.
So you and I will connect about New York City, and I will give you the lay of the land. So you're gonna have a great
recommendation. Yeah. I need to know where I'm eating. Absolutely.
Yeah, we can definitely help you out there. Aiden, a lot of fans here at KWAM. Of course, we love your entertainment reports. People really love that report because a lot of folks don't know what to do this weekend, and so they wait until you tell them. So we greatly appreciate that.
Well, I try my best. Hopefully I can keep finding fun things to do.
Indeed.
I have found out Memphis has got plenty of stuff going on that I didn't know about. So maybe we need more entertainment reports in the world.
An amen to that. All right, Aiden, we're going to let you get back to class, and we appreciate you. By the way, real quick, how does that even work? Because you are still a full-time college student.
Yes. Oh, I let me tell you, all the certain amount of allowed absences that I have given for each of my classes, I treat them like gold. I just have to make sure I use only the absences that are furthering my career, I would say. But, yeah, I count them very meticulously.
All right. Well, we're super proud of you, Aiden, and well done. And we look forward to seeing you more on TV.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. The great Aiden Pettit, everybody. So there you go, Cassie. How about that?
The more you know.
The more you know.
I would be so grossed out if I had to. I would be scared of myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
I would have nightmares of myself.
So Aiden's character basically plummets to his death.
I wonder if he's ever going to go on a water slide again.
I don't. You know, that's a good question.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Because I know exactly. That's across from what used to be the Opryland, the whole, amusement park and all of that over by Gaylord. In Nashville. So anyway, it was a great episode. We're like, holy smokes, there's Aiden. All right, we've got to take a break. We've got Steve Gill coming up. We'll see if Steve Gill starred in any movies or does hair or makeup. Coming up next, 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
So I confessed something super gnarly to my fiance this week.
What'd you say?
She was like, hey, do you want to go shred Aspen this winter? And I was like, 100%. She's like, sweet, what board do you ride, Burton? And I was like, actually, babe, it's two planks. She goes, what? I ride two twigs. She goes, what? And I'm like, I ski.
What'd she say?
She was like, so you're gay? And I was like, I'm not gay, I just ski. And I went to boarding school, it's very snooty. And she's like, but you surf, why would you not snowboard? I'm like, because father wouldn't allow it. He said it was very uncouth. He's like, snowboarders, they just swipe snow all over the mountain, they're just pushing it everywhere. He's like, they're savages.
How did she respond to that?
Now she doesn't trust me with guys.
Oh my God. Welcome back. I have no idea what that's all about. Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country. Cassie, it's a weird day. I'm just going to tell you, it's a weird day.
You know, I surf. My husband skateboards.
Ski?
He skateboards, but he skis, which to me, it's the same argument. That doesn't even make sense, because why wouldn't you snowboard?
Seems like snowboarding is safer, because you can split yourself in half by skiing. So, and I only know that by experience. Very unfortunate situation from Gatlinburg when I was in college involving a couple of UT Knoxville co-eds. I'll save that story for another day. Let's go to Steve Gill on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Steve, I don't know if you missed the last segment, but our very own Aiden Pettit, is at Belmont, and I keep telling him he's got to take your class, but he got to play a jerk on Rescue 911 Nashville.
Yeah, in fact, my son Patrick has a friend who's been in a couple of episodes of 911. By the way, as the father of two snowboarders, I am a proud skier, and I represent the whole diminution of us skiers not being manly enough. We do take the risk that we could, get more seriously injured. But yeah, the 911, I think it's drawn like 20, 30 million viewers. It is the most goofy, ridiculous show. But people love Nashville so much. They're anybody who's seen it will note that the fire hall, like some really pristine, prestigious Jackson Hole, Wyoming law office, rather than a fire hall. And everybody's related to each other. So apparently the world's going to think that racism doesn't matter in that.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Steve, we got to switch gears, my friend. It is a big political day across the nation, a lot going on in New York City. And I was looking at the final polling data. President Trump coming out yesterday saying, don't vote for Sliwa. You got to vote for Andrew Cuomo. I think Mandami's going to be the next mayor.
I think so. And it reminds me years ago when you had David Duke running for, I think it was governor of Louisiana, and Edwin Edwards, who was a corrupt crook, was running as well. And they had campaign buttons in Louisiana. Vote for the crook. It's important. And I think in this case, it's vote for the Democrat rather than the commie. It's important. And I think, unfortunately, Curtis Sliwa, who says he loves New York, is going to hand New York over to Mandami. And he must not love New York. He must not even like New York for Sliwa to stay in this race and literally hand reins of power to this whack job woke communist.
You know, Steve, I'm concerned that there are forces at work that are dividing the Republican Party. And I've been predicting this Republican civil war for quite some time. There has been an insurgence of populism into the party. But now this whole Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes thing, I just don't get it. I mean, Tucker keeps changing his positions on significant issues every other day. And I just don't get it. Is he being authentic? Is he just being a gadfly? What's going on here?
I'm not sure. He changes positions more often than Bill Clinton did in the Oval Office, so to speak. And I don't get it either. I mean, he seems to be a consistent conservative sometimes, and then he'll kind of go off on these, wild tangents. We're seeing this. And today, by the way, as we see the passing of Dick Cheney, who endorsed Kamala Harris, who resented and hated Trump enough that he, became this, divisive figure in the Republican Party as well, along with his daughter. You get people, I think, in our party that put themselves ahead of policy, themselves and their, vindictiveness against those who've done a slight to them ahead of what's best for the country. And I think it's a dangerous pattern, and I think we need to turn away from that as quickly as possible.
And I say that because when you read Tucker's text messages that were in the papers, the court papers, court documents, I mean, the guy was out there saying how much he loved Trump, but behind the scenes he was talking about how much he hated Trump, he loathed Trump, he despised Trump. I just don't know that people can trust what Tucker is saying. And again, if you really don't believe all of this stuff, what is the point of doing this other than dividing the Republican Party and pushing Jewish voters out of the party?
Or to sell yourself for money. And again, what is it? Like Judas, it's the pieces of silver that these guys are willing to accept to keep their jobs, to be on TV, to make millions of dollars. But to absolutely sell out what they really believe. And I think, you and I have done this for a long time. The real currency of trade that you have is your credibility, your honesty, your integrity. And if you sacrifice that, nobody will, nobody should believe anything you say or any opinion you express because, you're just for sale. You're just for hire.
All right, Steve, we got to leave it there, my friend, and we'll be talking to you again. We'll get you on the national show because there is so much to talk about in the world of politics, major elections across the nation that will have implications for everybody, including right here in the Mid-South. Steve Gill, always good to hear from you. TriStarDaily.com, ladies and gentlemen, is Steve's website. Again, TriStarDaily.com. Real quick, there is also an election happening in DeSoto County today. This is a special election. Let's go to Lynn, who is listening to us on KWAM from DeSoto County. Hi, Lynn. What's going on?
Good morning, Todd. I just wanted to remind you, and since you're from this area, and everyone that today is a special election. And I was looking online because I was trying to get some information for some folks that needed to vote absentee. And I saw that the reason for this election, there was a little article posted on the website that there had been a lawsuit by the NAACP, and that they won, and that's how this election got started.
Yeah, this is all about the allegation that Mississippi Senate map actually diluted the black voting strength there in the Magnolia State.
Yes, that's what it's about. And so I thought that was interesting. I wasn't aware of that, but today is voting day. And I think a lot of people have moved from Memphis. I think a lot have moved to DeSoto County, and unfortunately they have not realized that voting the same way they did in Memphis is going to affect DeSoto County, because then Horn Lake switched from a Republican mayor to a Democrat mayor and more Democrat aldermen this year. So people need to vote if you're conservative and you want to keep it that way. Today is a great day to go try to do that.
Lynn, thank you. This is the most important call we've had today, even those wanting to feed Ben Dieter, because we got to get out there and we've got to vote. And the polls opened at 7 just a little while ago. They'll be open until 7 o'clock tonight. Lynn, thank you for that very important reminder. Thank you for listening. That music means we've got to scoot out of here. Congressman Jim Jordan, Chair of House Judiciary, joins us at 11 o'clock exclusively on the Mighty 990. All of that kicking off at 11 o'clock following breaking news. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. You be good, Memphis.